Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, should the drinking age be lowered from 21? Are you guys all happy with 21? Do we even know what that means for the drinking age to be 21? I mean, the average high school kid is getting loaded anyway. So, today is my baby's birthday, Dockadoo. Hey, my baby Dockadoo! His name is Brock, but he turned 21 today. Yay, Dockadoo! I call him Dockadoo because Stoney, the older boy, was Taki. And Brock was talking number two, so Dagdum. Yay, Dagdum for Dagdum, my little baby. One day I'll tell you all about the birth and all that stuff. But, you know, he turns 21. And so everybody's like, yay, you can now drink. So he's not a big drinker. He doesn't, so. And, I mean, alcohol has been around and available for years to these kids who are growing up. The minimum age drinking, the drinking age, and the possession and the selling age of 21 has evolved over the years. After Prohibition, I believe, after what it was in 1933, they made a law saying for men, you can't purchase alcohol, drink alcohol, the rules, age 21, but women were able to do it at the age of 18. Why would they allow women? Well, we did use alcohol for preterm labor, and women would cook with alcohol, but women were able to drink. Then, in, I believe it was the 70s, there was a Supreme Court case going, wait a second, everybody's created equal. That's not fair to have women, you know, able to drink when they're 18 and not men. So then they leveled the playing field where you had to be 21. But states have different laws when it comes to alcohol. Now, there's the federal law that all states have to follow, or they could actually lose funds for their highways. So the federal law is you cannot possess, sell, drink alcohol, I believe, drink it as well, under the age of 21. However, states could make certain exceptions. Now, what sort of exceptions do states make? Well, let's say you are law enforcement and you are working undercover. And you are trying to act like you are a drug dealer, let's say. And, you know, they go, all right, hey, you know, let's do some shots. And if you go, oh, sorry, I can't, it can interfere and it can blow your cover. So law enforcement, undercover dudes, for the most part, can drink if they have to. Religious exemptions. We serve wine a lot of times in religious ceremonies. So kids could have that. Many states allow under parental supervision or in somebody's home. You know, so in some states, you could have a party, and as long as there's a parent supervising, these kids could drink. I don't think it's a good idea, but you can. There's culinary schools where you'll have 18, 19-year-olds who are taking culinary classes, and if you're cooking with wine, if there's a state law that doesn't allow for that sort of exemption, you can't try the dish that you just cooked, and they use wine in a lot of different sauces. So there are multiple exemptions, and so depending on the state, there's even from what I heard, some states where you can actually tend bar under the age of 21. You can't drink it, but you can actually tend bar. But you might not be able to serve the alcohol. I live in Nevada. I couldn't serve alcohol till I was 21. They wouldn't hire me as a waitress till I was 21, so I could only host when I was 18. When I waited tables, you have to be 21 to be around alcohol. And that's kind of the safe way to go. But people have always asked, why aren't we lowering the drinking age? Well, there's pros and cons. And I don't like the idea of, okay, well, you know, whatever your age is will then determine if you're responsible enough. Because we have 18-year-olds who have signed up for the military who are devoting their lives, putting their lives on the line for this country, and they can't drink? Come on. So, you know, maybe I would be open to lowering the drinking age, not just randomly for everybody, because alcohol has a lot of risks. The drunk driving, it could be a gateway to other drugs. You know, I don't want the average younger adult drinking if, you know, they're not responsible. But if you have a job, if you have a family, if you are responsible, if you are in the military, if you're in law enforcement, if you are, you know, providing a service and you're a very, very responsible 19-year-old, 20-year-old, I don't have a problem with them drinking alcohol. See, the what we've done with our adults is we've only made you an adult once you turn 18. Well, in the olden days, you were running the farm when you were 12. I mean, you were working, you were busting your butt, you were having families when you were a teenager. But we in society have put that off, and so basically you're just a punk until you turn 18. I wouldn't mind changing that. You know, if we could have people graduate high school sooner, working in trades sooner, you know how much we waste, how many years and strength and able-bodied people looking at our 15 and 16 and 17-year-olds as punks when they can actually be very, very productive individuals in society? Which is why I really think we need to rechange the way we do school, as I've said before. Core classes in the morning, practical stuff in the afternoons, including trades, farming, electrician, plumbing, medicine, law. These kids could do a hell of a lot more than they're doing. So I am open to us lowering the age based on your merit and what you're doing. But if, you know, from a health standpoint, you know, alcohol is not safe for a lot of people. Now, whether you're 21, 41, 51, I wish there were a lot of 50-year-olds that would stop drinking. But, you know, my baby, you know, he's 21. We're going to go out, you know, to dinner. And most likely, when I ask him, do you want to get something to drink? He's probably going to say no. He doesn't like the taste of alcohol. You know, so I, you know, and then the whole, you know, trying to get a fake ID thing, you know, we could really minimize that BS. So I'm mixed on it. 1-877-DOCTOR-SALLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DocDolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so this is kind of fascinating. All right, so when I grew up on Generation X, so I, you guys know I'm born between the 1965 and 1980. So I don't have to necessarily tell you my age, but I'm middle-aged, so I'm Gen X. So growing up in the 80s, which I think was one of the best decades ever, but we would hear about how the baby boomers and those older than the baby boomers. We didn't really have a name for them. They were just called the traditionalists. I don't think they had names for them because baby boomers was kind of the first time they decided to name a population, those born, you know, after the war or from people on leave during the war. But then, and we thought baby boomers were those born during World War II and after. And then they changed it to no, after 1945. But growing up with Gen X, we remember how the baby boomers were looking at us going, what are you doing with your hair? Why are you putting on so much hairspray? Why are there so many neon colors? Your dance moves make no sense to us. You don't appreciate the music and some of the finer things in life. Now, where's your, you know, your goals of joining the military? And Gen X grew up seeing what happened with Vietnam, what happened to those who did military service, and we loved our country. We were very patriotic. But after Vietnam and seeing what happened with that, we learned, oh, okay, so not every war has full American support. And older generations thought that was disgusting. Disgusting thought. You know, if America needs us, you answer the call. And because a lot of us in Gen X were growing up in relative peacetime, we didn't really have to make that decision, and we got to look spoiled. And baby boomers looked at Gen X's as, you guys are kind of spoiled. Then came the Persian Gulf War, and many of us were of that age to join. People did. And I regret not joining the military. I had gotten a scholarship to go to college, and I was very grateful to hopefully be the first person in my family to be able to graduate college, because none of us could afford it in years past. That I was like, I could do more, you know, if I could graduate, do more for the family, do more for society. And I was selfish at the time, not joining the military. So, and I always felt guilty. Yeah, I think the baby boomers made us feel guilty that we weren't necessarily as supportive as, of the military, because they were all children. Many of them were children of military-bound individuals. Then came the millennials, and we Gen X's, right? Millennials were 1980 to 1995. And we're like, okay, you guys really have it easy. Hey, look at what we did for you. All right, you know, your most dramatic thing was the Monica Lewinsky issue, right, with President Clinton and the O.J. Simpson trial. And so every generation starts to think that the other generation has it easier and that we busted our butts for that generation. Then came the Gen Zs, and everybody gave them crap and called them Zoomers. Well, there's a show on Netflix called Old Dads, and it has been getting mixed reviews. And what it does is it kind of delineates, you know, some of this generation divide and generation gap. But this time around, it's a lot more, more stabbing. It's a lot more painful. And those individuals who feel like they don't understand what millennials and Gen Zs are doing, it's not that they're getting picked on and called a boomer. They actually can be losing their jobs. They actually can be canceled. And Old Dads, very funny, and I don't want to do any spoilers, but when I was watching it yesterday, you know, some of the scenes are funny. You know, the writers knew how to, you know, once things started to get a little too lovey-dovey and boring, immediately throw in something funny, and they did a pretty good job, but they also did a good job going, you know, like smoking and vaping. Why are we not allowed to smoke, but you're allowed to vape? It's still smoke. And so, you know, the older generations are kind of questioning some of the things that's happening. But the divide isn't that, well, you guys are lazy. You guys are, you have it too easy. We don't like your music. We don't like your hair. That's not what the situation is. The situation is if I can't make the same jokes I used to make, if I can't, if I accidentally say, you know, Mr. or Mrs. Because remember, we got in trouble in school. Right? If you misaddressed somebody, you know, as Miss when they were supposed to be Ms. or Mrs. Or if you said, hi, Bob, and you didn't say Mr. or Sir, you got in trouble. Now if somebody says Miss, Mrs., they're accused of misgendering. And they could actually lose their job. Look at how that superintendent applicant had addressed two ladies on an email rather than by their first names, which would have, in our generation, been considered insulting. You know, you don't just address, you know, hi, Linda. You're like, Miss, you know, by her last name. You give them that professional title. He didn't get the job because he assumed they were both misses. And so now we have people just calling you by your first name. Now, thank you, George. And you're like, I'm Mr. You're just trying to play it safe. And as the older generations struggle, I mean, like, there's that limerick, there once was a man from Nantucket. Okay, this is a limerick that everybody has said. In fact, kids still don't remember that, you know, remember basic poetry. Because these limericks have ousted any other memory room, right? You know, for there to be some real poetry. You say a limerick, a dirty limerick, you lose your job. So our generation divide and our generation gap became a lot more hostile than it needed to be. Now, I love millennials. I love Gen Zs. I get that they were thrust into a rapidly progressing and evolving society, and many of them are trying to catch up. Mind you, having videos of them and pictures of them that could be used against them for all of eternity. That is a very, very rough society to grow up in, and I told you they're going to be resilient. And the Generation Alpha, the 2010 to 2025 kids, going to be even more resilient. So don't think they're going to be weak. They're going to be pretty strong. But if when you see Alec Baldwin saying things that were inappropriate, but that's what they used to say as he was growing up. And so as older people are trying to learn and change, and sometimes you can't teach an old dog new tricks, rather than people saying, you're square, you know, you're so old-fashioned, come on, we can't relate, these people are getting canceled. They're getting fired. And not everybody is getting the memo. And what was fascinating about this movie, Old Dads, is somebody had said something. I forgot what they said. Yeah, and we wouldn't say that anymore, and I know that. But, you know, he called, I guess, a group of individuals by a name that was, you know, an older name. That was something that was used, I think, colloquially, but inappropriate. And so immediately he got corrected, and, you know, by the younger, which is fine, but it wasn't a, hey, you know, look, you know, we got new terminology, let's try to get everybody on board. It's, you know, man, you're, you know, you're ridiculous. You don't, almost like the older generation shouldn't be in society because they're so toxic. That is what, and that term was being used. If a baby boomer or a Gen X or a traditionalist is being considered toxic, you're not going to bridge the generations and work together. And I almost wondered, and I don't want to do spoilers with this movie, so see it first so we can talk about it better. But we aren't having the typical generation discussions and divide as we once did, because now it's life or death, it's a make or break. And somebody losing their career because they haven't gotten the memo, or they haven't. And by the way, the memo keeps changing. You know what? Now we don't even know if we say Mother's Day or Father's Day anymore. And that's not a big deal. Okay, we all learn as long as you're not canceled or fired. But when people start to label you and call you a name, you know, I mean, I don't know if on this Mother's Day I'm allowed to say Happy Mother's Day. And this anxiety that people have is unfortunately being blamed on the Gen Zs and the millennials, and it might not be their fault. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Build more border wall. That's the cry from some in Congress and many Texas sheriffs.
It's not a red issue or a blue issue. It's a red, white, and blue. We took an oath and we need to protect our people. We need to take our border back.
The White House underscoring that there's no place for anti-Semitism in the U.S. This after Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre received criticism on Monday for her response to a question regarding the increase in anti-Semitism. The Georgia Supreme Court yesterday upheld the pro-life heartbeat legislation signed into law by Republican Governor Brian Kemp 4 years ago. The off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot, who's accused of trying to shut down the engines on a Horizon Airlines flight, has been charged in a Portland court. Joseph Emerson faces over 160 charges, including 83 counts of attempted murder. Corey Myers, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So I think it was Sunday where a off-duty pilot who got to be in the jump seat of a flight, I believe it was Horizon Air, and it was, I think, going from Seattle to, I have to remember, I'm not sure if it was in Alaskan City or not. We're being told that prior to him trying to disable the engines of the jet, he had a nervous breakdown. And he said this happened because he took psychedelic mushrooms 2 days earlier and did not sleep for 40 hours. How the hell he got on the flight, how the hell he got into the cockpit, how nobody noticed and allowed him to be in the jump seat is beyond me. I am just so grateful that these pilots were able to stop him and subdue him. I mean, and the crew, the flight crew, fantastic job. But Joseph David Emerson, 44 years old, an Alaskan Airlines pilot, was riding as a standby employee passenger in the cockpit, the jump seat, of Sunday's flight. It was going from Everett, Washington to San Francisco. For some reason, an altercation occurred. There was a scuffle inside the flight deck with the captain and the first officer while they're trying to man a plane that has, what, 83 passengers, I think? Emerson ended up restrained by the crew members of the cabin crew and then ended up being arrested in Portland, Oregon because the flight had to be diverted. It was landed safely. He was charged in Oregon State Court on Tuesday with 83 counts of attempted murder, one for every person on board the plane besides himself, and a single count of endangering an aircraft. He has pled not guilty to those charges. There was a brief arraignment in Multnomah County Circuit Court in Portland. Has been ordered to remain in custody pending a detention hearing to be held within the next 5 days. And he was also charged separately in federal court with one count of interfering with flight crew members and attendants. Which, by the way, you guys might want to look up those laws. I know some of you get a little upset at flight attendants. Don't. They're just trying to do their job. But I get that some of you, and I've been in this position too, where I have to pee. And they won't let you get up to pee. And you feel like you have to pee on yourself. And remember there was a plane stuck in Harry Reid Airport in Las Vegas where people ended up having to pee on themselves because they weren't allowed to get up on the tarmac? If you end up getting up to storm the bathroom and you push somebody aside or you go into their area, right, where the bathroom is, you want to be careful and make sure you're not going to be in violation of federal laws. I don't want people to have to pee on themselves. I've never planned for that. Like, what to bring? Guys, they could just pee in a cup. They could bring a little portable urinal. But women, you got to squat. And if you have to sit in your seat, that seat's getting soaked. I'm telling you right now. So, back to this guy here. The criminal complaints in both cases were filed with sworn affidavits from investigators. And they, apparently he wanted to shut down the hydraulic operation and fuel to both engines of the twin jet aircraft. Now, most likely, the pilots would be able to get that back on, but what if he hurt the pilots? What if the pilots weren't in a position to undo the damage he did? This could have been an absolute disaster. But, wow, these magic mushrooms, we're studying them in the scientific community, in the medical community, to see how they could assist in depression and anxiety, and there's been a lot of very productive data coming out and positive for it. But these magic mushrooms make you detach and I don't want to say necessarily detach from reality, but I don't want you guys to do this, but there's a way for you to separate your mind from your body a little bit. And when you close your eyes and you concentrate on a solid, it's hard to kind of describe, but what the medication lets you do is take your brain kind of into a different dimension. It's a horrible feeling, I think. I've never tried mushrooms, but I accidentally was concentrating one time when I was a kid on my eyes being closed. And then all of a sudden, it was when I was really, really younger. And I don't know if it was after my concussion or not, but I remember I couldn't get back. I was fixated on the solids that I was seeing in the without light. And it's called a disassociation. And it took like an hour to get back. And it wasn't fun. It was very scary for me as a kid, and I almost didn't want to close my eyes again. Now, we don't know if it was related to the concussion or what happened, but I don't even try to do it again because I don't like that disassociative feeling. But magic mushrooms do that. So some people high on them, they're like, don't leave me. They don't feel stable. They don't feel comfortable. They feel scared. For some individuals, it can knock them out of their depression. But for others, it's a very horrible, anxious feeling. And so when he didn't sleep because he couldn't sleep, thank God he wasn't flying the plane, operating the plane. Thank God he was only in the jump seat. But we have to be really, really careful with some of these psychedelics. And I wish everybody had a class in neurology and brain anatomy, because when you learn about the brain, it scares the hell out of you. And you almost don't want to take any pills or any sleep aids or any drugs or any alcohol, because you're like, one neuron loss could mess me up. And I'm still blown away at how resilient our brains are and what our brains could do. And it blows me away how resilient our hearts are. You know, how the heart knows how to beat for 90 to 100 years, unless, or even longer, unless something stops it. And it could really scare you, and it could scare people. But what ends up happening is people get drunk, or they do some drugs, nothing happens, so they're like, I'm good. And, you know, I'm here to tell you, please, for the love of God, try to save your brain cells, try to save your heart cells, try to save your liver, try to save your kidneys. Because when those go, you're gone. And so why this 44-year-old had taken psychedelic mushrooms, and then not slept, and then, it's a shame, because people on drugs aren't supposed to be murderous. And I don't think he necessarily wanted to kill everybody on board. It could just be he panicked, wanted the plane on the ground, so just because he was out of it, and disassociated, maybe it was still in the system or with the lack of sleep, like, I could get the plane down as quickly as possible. And unfortunately, it's an example of how bad somebody could get and how murderous somebody could be, even if inadvertently. You know, we look at the number of suicides going up, and people, including our vets and those who have sacrificed for our country. Pain, people in pain could have changes to their thinking. And they could want things or do things that wouldn't normally seem logical, because the pain has caused them to really disassociate or not be able to think clearly. And so when I see a person who has mental health issues, I immediately ask about pain. Because if you could correct their pain, a lot of times you could correct their mental health issues. Just like if you could manage a person's depression or a person's anxiety. So, we need to do a better screening before we let anybody else back in the cockpit. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have a patient that is still doing well after being given a pig heart as a transplant. Lawrence Fossett, who's 58 years old, had end-stage heart disease when he received this experimental treatment of a pig heart transplant. We are now 1 month out, and we're being told he's doing well, shows no signs of infection or rejection of the organ. According to Dr. Mohammed Mohiuddin professor of surgery and co-director of the cardiac xenotransplantation program at the University of Maryland School of Medicine, said in an update, "We are withdrawing all the drugs that were initially supporting his heart, so now his heart is doing everything on its own." This is at the one-month mark for the Maryland man, who's 58 years old, a 20-year Navy veteran, married, father of two, who had end-stage heart disease. And you see him in the picture. He's smiling. Looks happy. This has been reported by Fox News. According to Dr. Bartley Griffith, professor of surgery at the University of Maryland School of Medicine, he performed the surgery. He says he was deemed ineligible for a traditional transplant with the human heart due to his pre-existing peripheral vascular disease and complications with internal bleeding. He said, "My only hope left is to go with the pig heart, the xenotransplant." And so, meaning from another species. So, right now, it's looking pretty good. According to his wife, Anne, she says, "We have no expectations other than hoping for more time together. That would be as simple as sitting on the front porch and having coffee together." Now, the FDA has granted emergency approval for his surgery. They granted this September 15th through its single patent expanded access, or, quote, compassionate use pathway. The approval process is used when an experimental medical product, in this case, the genetically modified pig's heart, is the only option available for a patient faced with a serious or life-threatening medical condition. The approval was granted in the hope of saving the patient's life. The FDA describes, quote, compassionate use as a potential pathway for a patient with a serious or immediate life-threatening disease or condition to gain access to an investigational medical project. So it could be a drug, a biological medical device, or treatment outside clinical trials when no comparable or satisfactory alternative therapy options are available. So basically, if you're on your last hope, this is your last straw, that FDA may be willing to let it go through. The surgery lasted about 8 hours. It took place on September 20th, so we're over a month. And it was very similar to a human heart transplant, but there had to be some surgical adjustments made because the pig heart is shaped differently. Now, pigs are considered the most ideal organ donor for these xenografts. Xeno means from another group or from another species or from another country. But in this particular case, a xenotransplant would be from another species. But the organ size, their metabolism, their immune system is similar to human beings. So in order, though, to make this work, the scientists had to knock out three genes in the donor pig in order to prevent the recipient's antibodies from rejecting the organ. They say six human genes responsible for immune acceptance of the pig heart were then inserted into the genome to kind of trick the body into going, this is human. One additional gene in the pig had to be knocked out to prevent excessive growth of the pig heart tissue. So there was a total of 10 unique gene edits made to the donor pig. Now, of course, there were risks. You could immediately reject the heart, even on the operating table. The immune system is very, very sensitive. And keep in mind, these are patients that are not very healthy to begin with. You know, if you've had a sickly heart, you're probably already going to be having a lot of end organ damage and issues from that. So there was, I think, one other person that's had this experimental transplant. David Bennett, 57 years old, received his heart, I believe, January 7th of last year of 2022. I don't know if he lived. Let me double check that, because I remember talking to you guys. I think he passed, but let me double check. Sorry. I have to. Yeah, unfortunately, he did die. And it was 5 days after. And so for Fawcett to live past a month, pretty good. So, you know, Bennett received the emergency authorization from the FDA. He was also an end-stage heart failure, did not qualify for a traditional heart transplant, but he unfortunately died from heart failure, they say, 2 months later. So what they found was what happened in that patient. Well, and by the way, you know, to Mr. Bennett, you know, thank you for your sacrifice, because we're able to learn, you know, even from the successes and failures. And I wish we memorialized these individuals a lot more than we have. You know, him dying from the first pig transplant is leading scientists to discover better ways. So they found that the pig heart functioned well, actually worked for several weeks with no signs of rejection. But there was other issues that might have contributed to his heart failure. And he was stuck on this heart-lung bypass machine for 6 weeks. Well, he was on it prior to the transplant, and so it could have just been, you know, his health was unfortunately not strong enough to survive this. The problem is the average healthy person is not going to want to do this. So, you know, you would only do this on people who were, you know, kind of at their, shall we say, you know, final hope, their last hope. So, should people get pig hearts? Are there ethical dilemmas to this? You know, is the pig going to be the savior of the human race as heart disease is still the number one killer? Well, the big problem we have right now when it comes to organs is we don't have enough donors. And if we do have an organ donor, sometimes when they die, they might not leave organs that are ideal for the transplant. And our body is very, very sensitive. We might think knocking out 10 genes is enough. It might not be. I'm hoping it is. But manipulating genes, you know, can potentially cause a human body to accept an organ better. Because the thing with transplantation is you can have a beautiful organ. You can anastomose and attach the vessels and the nerves and do everything you need to make sure it works. But the second that body's immune system, it's like sneaking across enemy lines. You could have the whole troop, right? All of the enemies in their bunkers, sleeping, quiet, and just one little, you know, crinkle of grass or with just one little sound could wake one of them up, and then the whole army is on your butt. Same thing with our immune system. You might think we got the immune system quiet, everybody's in bed, everybody's happy, it's a nap, everything's fine, and all of a sudden something wakes up the sleeping giant. So these xenoorgans is going to be one of the most rapidly expanding sciences in medicine to figure out how to make an unlimited supply of kidneys, hearts, liver that could be practically on demand. And I think it could be a fascinating and life-saving way. It's just, it's going to be also very expensive. To go through this, it is going to be a hundreds and hundreds of thousands, almost million-dollar process. So, but once we perfect it, we might be able to get it cheaper. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.